नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायस्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। We are reading from Canto 5, Chapter 19, Text number 21, The Island of Jambudvipa. Etat evahi deva gayanti. Now the demigods start singing the glory of Bharatavarsha. Etat evahi deva gayanti. What is the song demigods are singing in glorification of Bharatavarsha? Oho amisham kimukari sohanam. Oho amisham kimukari sohanam. Prasanna esham syuta swayam harihi. Prasanna esham syuta swayam harihi. Jaire janma labdham nishubharata jire. Jaire janma labdham nishubharata jire. Mukunda sebau paikam spihahina. मुकुंद सेवो पैकं स्पृहाहिनः एतद् एव हि देवा गायन्ति ओहो अमीषां किमकारि शोभनम् प्रसन्न एषां स्विदुता स्वयं हरिः जैर्जन्म लब्धं निशुभारताजिरे मुकुन्द सेवौ पैकं स्पृहाहिनः एतद् एव हि देवा गायन्ति ओहो अमीषां किमकारि शोभनम् प्रसन्न एषां स्विदुत स्वयं हरिः जैर्जन्म लब्धं निशुभारताजिरे मुकुन्द सेवौ पैकं स्पृहाहिनः please repeat. Etat evahi deva gayanti. Ohomisham kimakari shobhanam. Prasanna esham siddhuta swayam hari. Vaijanna labdham nishu bharata dire. Mukunda sevau paikam svihahinah. Etat eva hi deva gayanti. Aho misham kimakari shobhanam. Prasanna esham siddhuta swayam hari. Jair janma labdham nishu bharata dire. Mukunda sevau paikam svihahinah. Matajis. Etat eva hi deva gayanti. Aho misham kimakari shobhanam. Prasanna esham siddhuta swayam hari. Jair janma labdham nishu bharata dire. Mukunda sevau paikam svihahinah. Etat eva hi deva gayanti. Aho misham kimakari shobhanam. Prasanna esham siddhuta swayam hari. Jair janma labdham nishu bharata dire. Mukunda sevau paikam svihahinah. Etat eva hi deva gayanti. Aho misham kimakari shobhanam. Prasanna esham siddhuta swayam hari. Jair janma labdham nishu bharata dire. Mukunda sevau paikam svihahinah. Hare Krishna. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki etat this. Eva, indeed, he, certainly, Devaha, all the demigods, Gayanti, chant, Aho, O, Anisham, of these inhabitants of Bharatavarsha, Kim, what? Akari was done. Sohanam, pious, beautiful activities. Prasannaha, pleased. Esam, upon them. Sweet, or Uta, it is said. Swayam, personally. Harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jahi, by whom? Janma, birth. Labdham, obtained. Nrishu, inhuman society. Bharata Jire, in the courtyard of Bharatavarsa. Mukunda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can offer liberation. Seva Upaikam, which is the means of serving. Spriha, desire. He, indeed. Naha, our. Translation. Since the human form of life is the sublime position for spiritual realization, all the demigods in heaven speak in this way. How beautiful it is for these human beings to have been born in the land of Bharatavarsa. They must have executed pious acts of austerity in the past, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself must have been pleased with them. Otherwise, how could they engage in devotional service in so many ways? We demigods can only aspire to achieve human births in Bharatavarsa to execute devotional service. But these human beings are already engaged there. Very nice thing, huh? Very nice verse. Actually, this whole chapter describes the glories of Bharatavarsa. In particular, today's verse is describing the very point, glorifying the Bharatavarsa, the inhabitants of Bharatavarsa. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. These facts are further explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, chapter 9, text number 41. Bharata bhumite hailo manushya janmajar janma sarthak karikara paraupakar. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharatavarsa, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. There are many facilities in India, Bharatavarsa, for executing devotional service. In Bharatavarsa, all the acharyas contributed their experience, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared to teach the people of Bharatavarsa how to progress in spiritual life and be fixed in devotional service to the Lord. From all points of view, Bharatavarsa is the special land where one can very easily understand the process of devotional service and adopt it to make his life successful. If one makes his life successful in devotional service and then preaches devotional service in other parts of the world, people throughout the world will actually benefit. While describing the island of Jambudvipa, Sukadeva Goswami he starts narrating about at one point how Narad Muni descended to instruct Sabarani Manu, the ultimate goal of human life. In the same context, he continues describing about the opulence of Bharatavarsha. Previously, we have already discussed that this Bharatavarsha is very glorious or opulent. Why? Because it's very easy to perform devotional service there. And also, Narad Muni, he explains that there are many mountains and rivers, and also many saintly personalities have taken their birth in this holy land of Bharatavarsha. So that's how, just by remembering the name of different rivers, you can get immense of spiritual benefit, right? Or even in Bharatavarsha, people can go personally and get direct touch of these rivers. Whereas in other parts, they will just chant the mantra and they will invoke the auspiciousness and get the benefit. But here, the special benediction is there. These auspicious rivers are still present and people can directly go there and take the benefit. So while explaining the opulence of Bharatavarsha, Narad Muni comes to a point when he describes about there exists many mountains and rivers. Srila Prabhupada, he's commenting, he says, yes, there is a special significance of this land because there still exists the Vedic principle of Varnashram Dharma. Because people who follow the principle of Varnashram Dharma, that helps them ultimately come to the platform of performing devotional service to the Lord in the association of the devotees. And in the previous verse, Narad Muni explains, after many, many births, when the results of one's pious activities mature, one gets an opportunity to associate with pure devotees. The result of associating with a pure devotee is that one gets the opportunity to serve the Lord, as a result of which he becomes totally free from the effects of the sinful activities, and ultimately he qualifies himself to render unalloyed devotional service unto Mukunda. So then the demigods, they are describing the glories of this Bharatavarsha. Narad Muni continues, Oho amisham kimakari sohanam prasanna esam sviduta swayam hari jairjanma labdham nishubharatajire mukunda sevau paikam spihahinam. So the demigods, they are astonished to see the glory of Bharatavarsha. So they are saying, Oho, Oho means how astonishing it is. They are, curious. They are speaking the glories. Oho, oh, how astonishing it is. Amisham, these individuals who have taken birth in the land of Bharatavarsha, Kim Akari Sobhanam, what kind of pious activity, what kind of beautiful activities they have performed? Why? Oh, prasanna esam sid uta hari, swayam hari. They must have performed some pious activities as a result of which they are born in this holy land of Bharatavarsha. Then again he saying, no. When they are saying, oh, how astonishing it is. It's the significance of their astonishment is that no amount of piety can help one to be born in this holy land of Bharatavarsha. That's how the demigods are out of astonishment. They are saying, oho, amisham, kimokari sobhanam. What kind of pious activities they have performed? Why demigods are praying like this? They are saying either they perform some pious activities or Swayam Harihi Prasanna Esam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, He must have been pleased with them, even though they have not performed any pious activities. Why it is said like that? Jair Janma Labdham Rishubharata Jire Mukunda Seva Upaikam Svihahina. The demigods are saying, we, the demigods, are simply desiring to, we are aspiring to achieve human births in the Bharatavarsa. The demigods are aspiring to be born as a human being in Bharatavarsa, whereas these entities are already born as human being there. And not only they are born as a human being there, what is the significance? Mukunda Sevo Paikam Spiha. Mukunda Sevo Paikam. They have already achieved this human form in Bharatavarsa. Along with that, they are very fortunate to perform devotional service unto Mukunda, Vimuktidat, who can give Vimukti, not Mukti. Mukti means liberation. Maybe in the conception of the Jnanis, they feel Mukti means merging with the Brahman effulgence, but here Mukunda, Vimuktidat, he can give shelter at his lotus feet. He can personally award the service to the devotees who are born in this holy land of Bharatavarsa. So here one question can be raised, what is so great about demigods praying this holy land of Bharatavarsa? We have seen there are so many impious people are also born, they are committing so many sinful activities every day. What is so great about this Bharatavarsa? Why they are glorifying this? They are not glorifying because somebody is born here. The point is, you have to understand, Spriha, you know, they are saying, we can only just aspire to be born in this holy land of Bharatavarsa. The inner meaning of their aspiring mood is that, practically speaking, it is very rare to get birth in Bharatavarsa, in any form of life. You may be human being or any species, okay? And then, after that, this is Durlabha, then Durlabhatara. To be born as a human being in the holy land of Bharatavarsa is Durlabhatara. Then the Durlabhatama, positive, comparative and superlative degree. So here, Mukunda Sevo Paikam, those who being born as a human being in the holy land of Bharatavarsa have achieved this process of devotional service and are engaged in rendering devotional service unto Mukunda, they are Durlabhatara. When the demigods are praising this Bharatavarsa, holy land of Bharatavarsa, because just by being born in this holy land, one gets the opportunity to serve Mukunda. That is the concept, that is the point. So when somebody is born in this holy land of Bharatavarsa, if he is not engaged in serving Mukunda, then his life is wasted. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes in his songs, Evena bhajile jasoda suta charame padibelaje udila aruna taru udita udila aruna purava bhage dija mani gora mani jage. In this song, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes, he says, Evena bhajile jasoda suta charame padibelaje. If you do not worship the darling of Mother Jashoda, then this great sorrow awaits at the time of death. Charame padibelaje. And in other song he said, Durlabha manava janma labhiya sansare krishna na bhajinu dukkha kahi bukahare. This human birth is rare. After having attained this rare human birth, I have just simply wasted my life. What did you do? I didn't worship Krishna. Durlabha manava janma labhiya sansare कृष्ण ना भजन दुख पाए। Who can I share with this great sorrow that having attained this rare form of human birth, I didn't engage myself in the service of Krishna? Who can I share this sorrow with? So here, this is the significance. This is the point that when somebody is being born in this holy land of Artha Varsha, he gets the opportunity to serve Mukunda. Srila Prabhupada, he starts this purport with Bharata Bhumita Hailo Manushya Janma Jar Janma Sarthak Karikara Paropakar. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharata Varsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. Sometimes people can, carried away by the statement, think, oh, I am born in Bharata Varsha, we are so great. But the fact is, even if you are born as a human being in Bharata Varsha, as long as you are not engaging yourself in the service of the Supreme Lord, this statement does not make any sense to your life. The point is, there still exists the religious principles in Bharata Varsha. As we said, initially Prabhupada comments, he says, still there are Varnasram principles prevalent in India. Maybe in some part still it is not very prevalent, but Prabhupada is saying it can be revived at any moment. And we can see now, this India does not mean this small tract of land where we are located at this point of time. According to the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishnu Puran and Vayu Puran, they explain this whole Bharata Varsha is divided into 9 islands, 9 different divas, and one cannot go from one to other in this form of life. So that means, so in a very vast tract of land, and if you see the history, by visiting to different places and talking to the people who are following different religious principles, some of them do have the information about the secret mantras which are given to us even. Actually, when I was reading this verse, then I was, reminded about meeting a person who was from South Africa, and he told that he was associating with a group of people who had given him this Ashtada Sakshar Gopal mantra. He used to chant that mantra. So he was not from India. How did he get the information about that mantra? And he said, yeah, I was chanting and I could experience the benefit of chanting this mantra. So now you can see, this is how you can understand this Bharata Varsha is a big tract of land, and in certain places now there is no existence of religious principles. People are not very pious, simple activities are predominantly performed. But according to Srila Prabhupada, if we just put a little endeavor, then we can establish this Varnasram Dharma principles and whole civilization can be saved. And this is how we can see Srila Prabhupada, he has extensively traveled all around the world, and he has encouraged his disciples to institute these Varnasram principles, and now he has started taking shape in some parts of the world, we can say. So Srila Prabhupada, he is saying, I was thinking I should read this out to all of you. Maybe some of you must have studied this purport, and it's always better to share with you when there is the context. This Bharata Bhumita Haila Manushya Janma Jar Janma Sarthak Karikara Paropakar. Srila Prabhupada, he says, the practical effect of our spreading the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world is that now the most degraded devotees are becoming the most elevated saints. This is only one Indian's humble service to the world. If all Indians had taken to this path, as advised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, India would have given a unique gift to the world, and thus India would have been glorified. Now, however, India is known as a poverty-stricken country, and whenever anyone from America or another opulent country goes to India, he sees many people lying by the footpaths for whom there are not even provisions for two meals a day. There are also institutions collecting money from all parts of the world in the name of welfare activities for poverty-stricken people, but they are spending it for their own sense gratification. Now, on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Krishna consciousness movement has been started and people are benefiting from this movement. Therefore, it is now the duty of the leading men of India to consider the importance of this movement and train many Indians to go outside of India to preach this cult. People will accept it. There will be cooperation among the Indian people and among the other people of the world, and the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will then be fulfilled. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will then be glorified all over the world, and people will naturally be happy, peaceful and prosperous, not only in this life but also in the next. For as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, anyone who understands Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will very easily get salvation or freedom from the repetition of birth and death and go back home, back to Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore requests every Indian to become a preacher of his cult to save the world from disastrous conditions, confusions. This is not only the duty of Indians. Now, coming. This is not only the duty of Indians, but the duty of everyone. And we are very happy that American and European boys and girls are seriously cooperating with this movement. One should know definitely that the best welfare activity for all of human society is to awaken man's God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. Therefore, everyone should help this great movement. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, the whole point is those who have got this opportunity to render devotional service to the Lord must take it seriously and sincerely perform their duties. The point is, if you see the statement of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham Bija Pradapita, right? He never says, you know, these Indians are my, you know, sons, those are born outside of India, they are not my sons. So when he is making a common statement, Aham Bija Pradapita, so our Supreme Father, he owns all property. He is the proprietor of all opulence. Bhakti is also one of the greatest opulence he possesses. So he has this opulence called bhakti. So then anyone who receives that bhakti, he becomes very rich. He becomes the richest person of the world. Discussion between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, says, Sampattir Madhya Jiver Kun Sampatti Gani. Oh, what opulence can I consider which the living entities possess? He said, Radha Krishna Prem Jar Sei Badadhani. Those who have love for Radha and Krishna, I consider he is the richest person. So in that way, after being introduced to this process of Krishna consciousness, those who have understood the great wealth, the greatest gift they have received, they must utilize it to make their personal life perfect and then try to distribute it to others, irrespective of being born in India or in any parts of the world. This is very important. When one is introduced to Krishna consciousness, he has received the value and he tries to distribute. That is why the demigods, even though in the heavenly planets, there are to some extent remembrance of the Supreme, but that remembrance is carried away by the opulent living in the heavenly planets. And they fail to continue their continuous remembrance of the Supreme in the midst of the opulent life in heavenly planets. That's why they are regretting. Even though we are here, but we are not so fortunate as those who are born in this land of Bharatavarsha. Even while reading this purport, this text, I was thinking, you see, first of all you try to understand that to be born as a creature in this holy land of Bharatavarsha is rare. Then to be born as a human being is even rare, more rare. And the rarest of rare is to be born as a devotee who are engaged in the service of the Lord. And again you see, okay, there are so many people who claim, I am also a devotee, I am devotee, oh, I am also following, you know, some religious practices. But if you see amongst such people, there are very few people who have the information about the service of Radha and Krishna. And those who have the information about the worship of Radha and Krishna, especially in this age of Kali, it is very, very difficult to perform that worship accurately, as it is, because of our present conditioning nature. Now again, on top of that, you can see the people, how to glorify their, you know, best opportunity, I do not know. The people who are introduced to the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just by worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they get the benefit of worshipping Radha and Krishna. Then what to speak of getting the benefit of worship of demigods or following any other religious principles? Automatically achieved. So the point is, Prabhupada, he has come at this point of time when just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left after spreading this Krishna consciousness movement, and now by the mercy of Prabhupada we have got this information. If we take it seriously and execute in our own life, then according to our own capacity, if we try to tell others according to our the level of our understanding, should not be beyond that, and then whole world will get benefit out of this movement. This is a very important thing. After coming to ISKCON society, having the information of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, executing the Sankirtan mission personally, we have the responsibility to convince others, help them to become rich. You don't remain rich alone, because we are in a spiritual moment, we are not materialists. A materialist may become envious to see how his neighbor is becoming rich, but we, the people in Krishna consciousness movement, should not become envious to see other people are becoming rich. In the spiritual world, when somebody sees how other devotee is rendering devotional service to the Lord better than him, he actually becomes very pleased with the devotee. He says, oh, see, he is so nice. He is rendering such beautiful service to please Guru and Krishna. Oh, I am not. We have seen when Radharani, she found Krishna is with Viraja Sakhi. In one sense, he was upset. Oh, how come Krishna went to the kunj of Viraja Sakhi? At the same time, she is feeling, oh, she must have performed better service than me. That's how Krishna has gone there. So, I should be ready to perform better service than her even. So, in that way, there is a spiritual competition, but nevertheless, we become upset, or we become envious to see how others progress in spiritual life. We should always try to cooperate with each other, help each other, inspire each other, how we can be better situated in the process of execution of the unalloyed devotional service unto the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you all very much. Our time is up. Does anybody have any question or comment? No question, no comment. We can stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Pramanande Hari Hari.